This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
From time to time, I quote a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Scott Peck, great writer who went from being an atheist and agnostic to a deist, believing in some kind of God, and then going full circle to believe that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. And I've seen it in his books where you can see the transition in his writing where he came to the place before he died that Jesus is Lord. And it was very powerful to see him make that transition. When Scott Peck was 7 years old, he said he wanted to be a Boy Scout. And where he lived at the time, or maybe it was the rule everywhere, I don't know, that you had to be 12 to be a Boy Scout. Scott Peck said he couldn't become a Boy Scout, but he was at a garage sale. And lo and behold, what does he find for sale at the garage sale? An old copy of the Boy Scout handbook. And the official Boy Scout hatchet with the emblem of the Boy Scouts on the hatchet. And he said, I've got the hatchet. The official Boy Scout hatchet, and I've got the official handbook, and he called himself a scout, but he found out he wasn't a scout just because he had those two things. In fact, I'll just quote him directly. He said, just because I had the handbook and just because I had the official hatchet didn't mean that I really was a Boy Scout. How many people have a Bible on the coffee table and say, we're a Christian family, there's the Bible on the coffee table. Never open it. We've got some names in there. We've got the baby's lock of hair there, but we never look at it. But we're a Christian family. We've got a cross up in one of the bedrooms, and we've got 1 Corinthians 13 in the family room on a wall plaque. And just having those accoutrements, those things, the attachments, don't make us a believer any more than anything else in the world. It's about relationship with the God who made you through his Son, Jesus Christ, a living, breathing relationship with the God who made you through Christ. Bud Greenspan was the author of a book called The 100 Greatest Moments in Olympic History. He said at the Olympics, the glory doesn't go only to those who win. The glory goes to people who do something special at the Olympics, something above the ordinary. He talks about a man from Italy by the name of Dorando Petri, who was in a state of collapse as he entered the stadium for the final yards of a marathon. He fell 5 times before an official helped him across the finish line. Of course, having help, he was disqualified. But his spirit made him an international celebrity because he was determined to finish the race. A similar display of courage enabled Derek Redmond of Great Britain to finish the 400-meter race years ago, hobbled by a torn hamstring near the halfway point. Get this. Redmond hopped the rest of the way across the line. He hopped on 1 foot. The rest of the way across the finish line with the help of his father, who rushed from the stands to help him. Again, he was disqualified, obviously. But my favorite story of all is the one of John Stephen Akwari from Tanzania. His right leg was bloody and bandaged. He staggered into the stadium more than an hour behind the winner in a particular marathon at the Olympics. And here's what he said. My country didn't send me to the Olympics to start the race. My country sent me to the Olympics to finish the race. My country didn't send me to the Olympics to start. They sent me to finish. And here's my lesson. I think you know where I'm going with this. God didn't call any man or woman in this room, any young person, to be faithful until something better comes along. He didn't say, be faithful until you get tired of what you're doing and just kind of throw in the towel and say, what's the use? It doesn't make any difference. He called us, according to Revelation, either 2:10 or 3:10. To be faithful unto death. Well, we'll conclude this message from Jeremiah 2 tomorrow about God's people forgetting to remember what the Lord had done. God bless you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.